This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you want to sound really great. That will do it. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
All right, so to start things out here, let's get caught up on Sturgis. We discussed this to a great extent last night on the show, and Captain Kickass, you reminded me this evening that you actually lived in Sturgis for some amount of time.
I did, a little over a year-ish, maybe a year and a half, thereabouts.
We talked last night about how the massive biker event that they have there that essentially the town exists for almost at this point. I think they named themselves something related to, what's the town?
Yeah, the Riders Town or something like that. Yeah, the City of Riders, I think, something along those lines.
And so it's a massive, massive event where they're expecting a quarter of a million people to converge this weekend.
Which
and over
is
the next
low
10 days.
For that event.
Right, I've heard a half a million is pretty typical.
They've had over 700,000 at this kind of a thing. And it is literally the lifeblood of that town.
Yeah.
Sturgis has no real industry. It has no real, you know, any kind. I mean, it's a tiny town, literally a
in
tiny
South Dakota.
Rural town in South Dakota.
Population 7,000 or something like
that. Yeah, it is not big at all. You know, I would be surprised if the city or the areas, whatever you want to call it, the gross domestic product or whatever their major things is anything but farming.
Right.
Right. You know, maybe tourism, right? I mean, now because of the Sturgis thing. But, yeah, that thing is the lifeblood. And I know you guys talked a bit about, like, what the businesses do and what the community does. I'll tell you what the community does. It brings so much money in that the community literally rents out their yards for camping.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were asking on the air last night was, like, there's got to be a lot of camping going on because there's no way there's enough hotels.
Yeah, and a bunch of this stuff goes agorist style, right? So that means that you don't have to, like, get a license or anything like that. You just put a sign in your yard and be like, camping, $15 or whatever, right?
Right.
And then however much space you have in your yard, or if you just want to offer parking.
Yeah.
So, a lot of these bikers will tow their bikes, you know, behind like an RV or a truck or something, and only ride the last few miles or whatever into town. But they have these big vehicles to park places. They need somewhere to park them. There aren't very many hotels or motels at all, so it's all campground based. And there are, I don't even know how many campgrounds. You take Rogers Campground and multiply that by like a dozen.
Yeah.
Right? There's a dozen of those, and they each have their own festivities going
on. Yeah, I bet they are. Yeah. I bet it's a big party at every single one of those campgrounds around the clock.
Yeah, it's a huge party. When I did live there, there was a bank robbery.
Well, hold on before you go on. That goes back to another conversation we were having last night about, I think Chris was asking, are there organizers of this rally? And I'm like, well, yeah, the rally probably has a group organizing something, but there's going to be things going on that are self-organized all over the town, and that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
So that's why I was saying they can't stop this from happening.
No, and like the government might even like say, oh, this might be a bad idea, COVID, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
The people aren't going to allow that to happen. That is their livelihood. They get one shot for about 4 to 5 weeks per year to make some coin on top of whatever else it is that, you know, they might be doing for jobs and that kind of thing. It's not a very wealthy area, you know, per capita as far as that's concerned. So this is kind of the thing that keeps that town. It's their mark on the map. It's
absolutely.
You know, it's what they're about. There's only been 2 years.
If somebody told me to name some South Dakota towns, Sturgis would be be one of them, yes. right? Like, and I wouldn't be able to think of very many others.
Rapid City is one of them. I'm trying to remember the Spearfish Canyon is the canyon that's kind of near there.
Yeah.
Deadwood.
There's a show named after that.
Yeah. Deadwood was a cool city because it was basically modeled after an old West town, but gambling mm-hmm. was legal. Hmm. And so they had the strip. And what you could do is you could do the Deadwood Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that meant is all of these casinos.
Probably the Deadwood Stagger.
That's a little closer to reality, yes. These casinos would have people standing outside going, hey, come on in, have a free drink on us, and hand you a free drink ticket. The idea was to get you
just
to come
from
in.
One to the next.
And yeah, you just hit everyone on one way down and everyone on the one on the way back up.
Was this back in like the 1800s or something?
No, we're talking probably 1989.
Did they outlaw gambling since then, or is it still legal in Deadwood?
I'm pretty sure it's still legal.
That's awesome. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So, like, when you go to Sturgis, you can do all the fun stuff. You can visit all the campgrounds, see all the bands, and see all the... They'll have stunt bikes. They'll have all sorts of different, you know, motorcycle-themed contests and that kind of thing. But you can also just mosey on down the road 10 minutes to Deadwood.
Oh, it's that close?
Yeah, it's not far.
Oh, all right.
It might be further than 10 minutes. But, I mean, it'd be like driving from here to Walpole. Right?
So is gambling legal statewide, or is
I don't
only...
believe so. I think it's limited to Deadwood. At least when I was there, it seemed that that was the case, outside of, like, the reservations.
So early reports, this is apparently a 10-day-long festival.
Yes.
Like, it's more than a week, right? Like, week and a half.
There's a lead-up to it as well, so like, it kind of starts before the actual start date.
Like Forkfest.
And it kind of doesn't end at the official end date either.
Right.
Like,
you got 250,000 people. They're going to leave when they want to leave.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, it's an interesting experiment here because there just hasn't been a whole lot going on in 2020. It sounds to me like this 250,000 expected, maybe they'll get more, maybe they'll get less, I don't know. But this
probably
has
not
be the
very
biggest.
Many of them will be over 70, though.
This has got to be the biggest event happening in
this
the United
summer,
States the entire year.
Yeah, that would be probably an accurate assumption.
So kudos to them for continuing with this. And initial reports are that, as expected, the bikers are as badass as always, and they're just hanging out and having a good time, and no one's wearing masks.
Yeah, a lot of the bikers, the clubs, particularly the outlaw style clubs, right? The mm-hmm. ones with the
on that one.
That's my bad.
You're in a biker mood there with that mouth.
Yeah, sorry. I did hang around bikers for a period mm-hmm. of time in my life, and. Yeah, I mean, they're really nice people, and they're all about honor and respect and all that, but, man, don't cross them.
Oh, yeah, you don't do that.
And they also are big
people about,
of,
who are about honor and respect, you don't cross.
Mm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a bad idea.
Yeah. So, at any rate, good times are had. It's a largely, a lot of the business that's conducted there is very agorist style. Like, tattoo artists will just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they won't have rented a space and officially purchased a place to, you know, get, and they'll just wander around town and be like a sign, you know, like around their neck. I give tattoos, right? You know, and they'll have a rig
and
in their backpack.
Where would they do it? Like, just on the side of the road?
Anywhere, your RV, your house,
okay.
you know, motel room, you know. You know, that kind of a thing. I mean,
right.
you see all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, these are people who are not that concerned with safety, which is the kind of crowd that I can really appreciate, especially in this insane world that we're in right now, where everyone seems to be so concerned, at least publicly, at least, with the, oh, you've got to be safe. Be safe. Everybody be safe. Safety's the most important priority. And it's like, no, if you want to actually enjoy your life, you've got to take risks.
Yeah.
If you want to get ahead in life, you've got to take risks. If you want to have fun, you got to take risks.
Well, likely this will, with this many people we're talking about, what were the numbers?
They're expecting at least a quarter million. That's low for the event.
That's what I thought you were saying. So with a quarter million people, it's very likely you'll have some kind of super spreader event going on. But even so, the vast majority of people are going to be under the danger age, which is like 54, 64, you decide, somewhere in there. And in which case, as long as they don't go back and French kiss grandma or whatever, spread the virus inside their homes, it's not that big of a deal. We're all
bikers,
likely
though,
to get this thing.
They might
it's
go
not even
French
that,
kiss grandma.
It's not even that big of a deal at all anyway, even for older people, because unless you're already deathly ill with some problem, some kind of horrible malady, you're still likely to survive this thing. So I don't think that anybody should really be worried about it. But yet people are just worried all over the place about this ridiculous nonsense. And so kudos to the bikers for doing their thing.
Was that the win sound? I won something?
You are always a winner.
I am a winner.
Here on Free Talk Live. 8:55.
You win Cusser of the Night.
Yeah, 450 free. The night ain't over yet, buddy. 8:55, 450 free. You can join us here, whether you're, especially if you're in Sturgis, you want to give us a viewpoint from what it's like on the ground there. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 855 450 free. And you can also call in on our Discord call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Live. Dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450. Free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. From mid-March through mid-July, Divvy, the newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Now, could that happen again? It could. Never know what's going to happen in the future with crypto prices, but they're working hard on Divvy, and they're hoping that it's going to keep going up in value.
Right.
They released a beta wallet to a private testing audience this year, and it was at around that time that the price jumped up quite a bit. Divvy could go up further when their wallet's fully released. You never know. But here at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking Divvy. They've even got a lottery for people who stake Divvy. And opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? Go to learn more at DivvyProject.org, DiviProject.org. Let's go to Jerome. He is on in Charleston, South Carolina. What's on your mind tonight, Jerome?
South Carolina.
Yes, I think I said that. But go ahead.
When you talk about the people in South Dakota, was that in South Dakota, right?
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Sturgis, which is where the massive biker rally takes place yearly, and it's happening as we speak on, I believe, day one or two.
80th annual. Well, it's tough to say annual because it's been a span of 82 years. There were 2 years in which the event did not go.
Oh, wow. What's that, Drew?
What a bunch of idiots.
Why? What? What do you mean?
What is wrong with people, man?
What do you say?
Don't you understand what's going on in this country?
What's going on? What are you getting at?
Oh, come on. Look. How many people have died from this virus already?
Almost none of them.
No, I said, how many people have died from this virus already?
A very small percentage.
To be a wise guy
if you
now.
Believe the government numbers. I don't know why you'd believe the
government.
Why would you believe Trump's numbers?
I don't believe Trump, do you? I don't believe Trump is a real person.
Really? You think he's like an alien?
No, I think he's
computer?
An idiot.
He's green.
No,
he's
I think
alien.
He's an idiot.
Okay. But why would you believe his numbers about COVID? I mean, it's coming from his administration.
Hey, look, all I can say is they got me convinced. I'm trying to be careful.
Are you? Okay. How many people in your family or your friends have come down with COVID that you know personally?
Thank God I don't know of anyone. But that doesn't mean anything.
Because I've been finding people here and there.
I think it does mean something. I think it means that it's not a pandemic. I think that if you are not actually experiencing people coming down with and dying from some terrible malady, that it's laughable to call it a pandemic. If the only place it exists is on media reports.
I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, well, I was just asking you questions about whether or not you'd experienced it.
You said that you didn't think that it counted as a pandemic.
Yeah, that's right.
People don't know somebody who's gotten it and are dying.
Yeah, I think a pandemic is supposed to be widespread, and I understand that someone would argue that it's widespread because it's available in a lot of places, but it's barely there in a lot of places. It's certainly not actually causing any significant numbers of deaths. Even if you go with the government's own overblown, bloated, fake numbers, it's still not a lot of people who are dying from
overblown and fake.
Because they will call anything a COVID death, and they test people for COVID who don't have COVID. They tested a pineapple or whatever it was, or papaya, and that had COVID.
There was somebody in Florida that was had a gunshot to the head that was called a COVID death.
Yeah, so yeah. You
but
can't
we don't know.
Crap.
I mean, I don't know what the I don't know how close these numbers are.
I'm not going to say it
all
doesn't
I can
exist.
Do is look at the numbers and presume that the numbers are correct because that's what they're saying.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it doesn't exist, but to shut down the economy. Over all these fears.
Oh, I don't think it was worth shutting the economy
to,
down.
To destroy
at
people's
this point,
lives.
The single biggest killer of people having to do with COVID was when a Democratic governor forced nursing homes to take COVID-positive patients.
Yeah, that was in New York, I think, where they now have checkpoints set up in New York City starting as of this Wednesday.
Hey, Jerome, I was wanting to ask you about this Biden quote because it's so awesome.
Ooh.
Unlike the African-American...
Bring up some quotes from Trump, too, okay?
I think Trump is widely considered a bigot to start with. What baffles me is why black Americans would vote for Joe Biden. I just don't get it. Look, but let me give you the quote first. I love this quote. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Unlike the African American community, I'm not. Well, I mean, I guess
you're a registered Republican.
Yeah, I think at this point, yes, I am a registered Republican. You're right. Unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. So he said, all y'all are the same. How do you like that?
Hey, look, you know that's balderdash, poppycock, and all kind of other stuff.
Right? Horse hockey.
I know.
Yeah, but bring up the one where Trump says, they're rapists, they're murderers, and some, I assume, are good people.
You have to understand,
Donald.
You have to understand that just because Mark is bringing up a Biden quote doesn't mean he's trying to advocate for Trump.
I won't be voting for Trump.
But
that's right. I'm not voting for a crooked
Ted
old pervert
Cruz.
This year.
Are you going to vote for Ted Cruz?
No, I was going to vote for Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian.
The guy who's going to keep switching up the
he didn't hear
first
your answer
because
he kept talking.
He's going to have alternate first ladies, Lindsey Graham.
Huh? It was going to be Joe Jorgensen. It's a woman.
Do you know who that is?
Dr. Jerome?
Never heard of her.
I know. Maybe you need to do some research because she's going to be likely on your ballot.
She's going to be on your ballot.
Get on the Googler there, Jerome.
Have you ever heard of the Libertarian Party?
I have no time to waste on some fraudulent party, okay?
So you'd rather vote for a guy that thinks you're the same as every other black person?
He said he has no time to waste on a fraudulent party, but yet he's a Democrat?
Hey. There are people, I'm sure there are Hispanic people that are going to vote for Trump after what he said about him, right?
I don't know what they're going to do. Everybody's an individual.
Met plenty of them.
Everyone is an individual, and they will do what they want to do. That's where Biden is wrong.
I don't think people are right or wrong for voting for the candidates they do. I just ask questions as to why.
Did you see that guy from Goya?
Huh?
Yeah, that he was
the guy who's from Gore. He's Hispanic, right?
Yep.
I believe he's.
Yep.
And he's out there promoting. He's up there. Oh yeah, he's a great friend. He's a great guy. Oh yeah, and Trump with the Goya beans in front of him. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense too, right? We talk about hypocrites.
I don't know what to say.
So you can't defend Biden. You can only attack Trump, right?
No, because I know Biden. Hey, he's got loose lips, all right? He's got a problem.
Was he telling the truth? Was that what he really thought, or did he just screw that up?
So how come it's okay for Biden to have loose lips but not Trump?
Wait a minute. When you say loose lips, does that mean that he said something that he really believes but he shouldn't have said out loud, or that he just made a huge gaffe and he didn't mean to say that at all and he doesn't actually believe that all black people are identically the same as far as their beliefs are concerned?
Largely the same.
Look, he made a big error, okay? All right?
Well, okay.
He's not the perfect candidate. We all know that. But neither is Trump. But funny, he ended up in the White House, huh?
Yeah, anything can happen, Jerome, and I thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it.
Biden ended up in the White House, too.
I just wanted to say the WHO, World Health Organization, says studies put coronavirus mortality rate at 0.6%.
Hey, and in order
this is from August
3rd. The WHO, and they're inflating probably the numbers
that's
to the maximum.
That's the people with COVID. Yeah. Not the regular population.
Oh, that's not the death rate?
0.6% mortality rate. Mortality rate.
Oh, 0.6 of those who catch it.
Right.
Yep. Okay,
by the way, looking at pictures of black people at Sturgis, so we know they're not all the same.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450, free, like freedom.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News. One of Arizona's best-known politicians lost a comeback bid, and USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio narrowly lost his quest to reclaim his old job. Arpaio was sheriff from 1993 to 2017. He lost the GOP primary to department veteran and one-time aide Jerry Sheridan by just more than 6,000 votes. This is the second overall election defeat for the 88-year-old. He lost the Arizona GOP Senate primary in 2018, and a year before that, he was pardoned by President Trump for his conviction for refusing to obey a judge's order in a racial profiling case. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
President Donald Trump will join world leaders as the United States takes part in global aid efforts to help the survivors of a deadly blast that rocked the Lebanese capital on Tuesday. Trump will join a conference call led by France and the United Nations to rally aid and funds in the aftermath of the colossal explosion, which killed more than 150 people. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity. And due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. RealWaterNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And if we get a chance, we'll tell you about what's going on in Melbourne, Australia, or at least a sliver of what's going on. It's apparently really bad, the crackdown, the lockdown situation there.
This article says that it would be shocking to even 1950s Berlin.
Wow. So we'll get into that here in a little bit, but your calls and thoughts come first. We started talking about Sturgis. The latest reports are that people are there in large numbers and no social distancing and no masks and fun is being had.
They're going to party like bikers, of course.
Like,
right?
They should. Yeah. Like, people should just, you know, live their lives and not be living in fear and just constantly under this dark cloud of bad things might happen. You got to be safe and all this. Safety mentality.
Well, bad things might happen.
And bad things will happen at some point.
You have always been able to choose safety. And, you know, that's
you can choose the illusion of safety.
You can have more safety or less safety.
Most
right?
accidents happen in the home.
I understand that, but that's because people spend a lot of time there.
Yeah, well, you know. Look, that's what they're doing now.
Partying and having a good time is a fundamental piece of life.
Yeah, you've got to have entertainment. The whole nation's stir crazy right now, right?
It is.
And people are dealing with that in a variety of different ways, and most of them are pretty antisocial.
Yeah. I want to go back to your phone calls, though, and thoughts. But first, I definitely want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and the original Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. You can go to their news site, for instance, get a lot of news information about what's going on in the world of crypto. But most importantly, if you're brand new to crypto, just go to Bitcoin.com, hit the Get Started button, and jump through the three-minute video that they got to give you an introduction into the world of cryptocurrency. I just got somebody set up with their Bitcoin wallet, or Edge wallet, rather, for the first time tonight, and it's always nice to have new people coming on board with the world of crypto. So get started into your crypto journey over at Bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, he's Lee, listening in South Carolina, in Myrtle Beach, to WRNN. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you guys, let me go through tonight. Thanks a lot.
The honor is ours. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a transplant. I work my whole life and live my whole life in an awful state called New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I retired because, not because I wanted to move after living, in my house for 58 years, but when I moved, I got a raise. I always tell my friends from home who are following me down south, I got a raise of $24,000. Combined property tax, income tax, state tax, and let me tell you another one, car insurance.
Oh, yeah.
I had an old certified pre-owned Honda paying $278 a month, okay, to be insured with a good company. I moved down here. And I got a quote for a brand new Mitsubishi, like the giant one,
mm-hmm.
$83 a month. Brand new car.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I relocated from the West Coast, Seattle, Washington, to Keene, New Hampshire. And I was able to keep the same job. So,
God bless you.
I definitely got a raise as a result of the geographic arbitrage.
Mm-hmm. But no doubt, if you go down south, property taxes are lower. There's no doubt about it. Up here in New Hampshire, there's no sales tax, but you only buy so much plastic crap at Walmart anyway.
There you go. But I called because I heard the guys from South Carolina, like, ranting and raving and foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, Jerome.
Yeah, and I must comment on Jerome.
Please.
Okay? I'm a retired school teacher, but I'm not sure. I was a school teacher everybody liked and all the other teachers hated. You get it?
Really?
Like, I believed in the kids, and because I know how many idiots became school teachers when I was a kid, and that's why I became a school teacher, because I know a bunch of idiots become school teachers because they want to feel power in one room, close the door, and have lordship over 30 souls. So I said, you know what? The world needs someone to go in there and tell these kids, give them hope. Yeah, these teachers you think are idiots, they really are, because they can't make it in the real world of business.
Well, so the old saying is that those who can do and those who can't teach.
They can't teach. But this guy has to understand something about Biden. Biden is basically, I can't talk about Biden without saying, we finally have a president that hasn't been brainwashed 50 years in Washington entitlements. And we finally have a president who had to work for a living, made money, lost money, had to put food on the table for his family. And I want to point out...
Didn't he inherit a bunch of money, though? I mean, I think you're giving the guy a little too much credit. He was pretty much new money.
Trump?
Didn't he get a bunch of money from Daddy?
Yeah.
I think he did.
All I'm saying is I know a whole lot of people that inherit crap, and in 6 months, they're broke, okay?
That's true.
Sure. That's usually how it goes, as a matter of fact.
Especially people who win the lotto.
Oh, yeah, exactly, right? So you got to give the guy credit for knowing how to manage a budget. And number two, if you want to brainwash people, whether you're going to, go on a diet, you're going to stop drinking, you're going to, lose weight, you're going to start an exercise program, there's a rule. When you learn something, you got to do it for 90 days, and then it becomes habit. And what I believe is the Democrats pushed this idiot stay-home agenda, because I'm really mad. I would have gone to Sturgis if I heard you say this last week.
Mm. Well, it's 10 days long.
I'm desperate.
It's not too late. It's 10 days.
Let me tell you something. I got a 15-year-old kid. I might just look around the neighborhood and say, please babysit her. She's insane because she's been home since March 2nd.
Bring her.
Let me tell you.
Take her to Sturgis.
There are families out there. In fact, most of them are families.
Hey, Lee, I got to say this, though, to what you're saying about regarding Trump, what you're saying. You know, the whole claim that somebody knows how to run a business, so therefore they're good for government, it doesn't matter.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, when you find an answer, the perfect answer isn't the best guy for the job. When you find the perfect answer, it's the person who will inflict the least damage on the final outcome and influence the future. You like Biden. Let me tell you something. We're never leaving our houses. There'll be lockdowns. There'll be
Biden your time.
I feel like that either way, the lockdown's over on November the 6th.
You think so? Thank you, Lee, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Because this seems like a political football to me at this point.
Oh, of course it is. It absolutely is. And it's going to, I think, get worse. The footballery is going to get worse.
More like a beach ball, I think.
When it comes to this election, because, you know, it really hasn't ratcheted up yet. Biden hasn't selected the VP, I guess, yet. And the first
debate.
He's
only sending out one video a week.
The first debate hasn't happened.
Is he really running for president?
Apparently he's bowing out from the Democratic convention.
When people talk about it, when people talk about him, all they can do is scream about Trump, and then when they finally nail him down on Biden, they're like, "Yeah, well, he'll appoint people. It'll be fine."
He hasn't as much as sniffed a vice presidential candidate.
They're too old for him. So, yeah, but to say that, you know, Trump is somehow great or anything like that, he's not. I mean, he seems to have his wits together better than Biden, but that's really about it.
It's definitely dementia versus Tourette's around here.
What was it you said earlier? I'm not voting for
a crooked old pervert.
Right. You're like, which one?
Right? Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, like, you pick the crooked old pervert. I'm not voting for him.
Ironically, this year, both the candidates are the same.
Yeah, it's not like you can say, it's not like the Trump people who, before he got into office, the whole mentality was he's going to drain the swamp. He's going to drain the swamp. And then he didn't. He brought the swamp, you know, just as close to you as it has ever been. There's no change of any sort of significance. In fact, the government's bigger than it's ever been. The debt's up to 26 trillion or something, or 23 or whatever it is. Trillions. Yeah. They've added trillions to the
Americans
debt.
Have become desensitized to the debt. They're desensitized to war. They're all those things. Yeah. But the Democrats had an opportunity this year. They had an opportunity to bring back just about anybody else that was running. Would have been a better choice than Joe Biden, right? And like that, I already said I wasn't going to vote for Trump unless he pardoned Snowden, Assange, or Ulbricht, and I'm not going to vote for him. But I might have voted Democrat if they had put up anybody else.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You really might have voted Democrat?
Yeah.
Come on.
Sanders is probably pretty good on the war issue.
He's also a communist.
Yeah, but he doesn't pass laws. He only signs them.
Wow. Pay you for a Bernie bump.
I'm surprised you would actually consider
that. That's what an executive
when
does.
When there's actually going to be a libertarian in the race. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Open phone line for you at 855-450-FREE. But things are pretty hopping there on the phone, so it may be hard for you to get through. If you don't get through on the phone lines, you can call us on our Discord server. And then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. It's me, Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where I want to say thanks to Mike Spike, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Mike is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. The AMP program is a way for you to get behind what we do here and help expose other people to the ideas of freedom. So if you like the idea of us being on more radio stations, we've got about 195 stations these days, so we can get to 300. It is possible, but it does take time, it does take money, and it does take effort, and that's what the AMP program helps us with. So thank you, Mike Spike, for being a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can join him over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up with PayPal, you can use credit card, debit card, or even Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Rob. He's in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Ian, did I hear you say you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders?
No, God, no. No.
What I was saying, it was Mark, and what I was saying Mark. Was is that I would consider Bernie Sanders a far better choice than Joe Biden for president. I did endorse him as the Democratic nominee because somebody's going to win that, right?
So you endorsed him?
I endorsed him as the Democratic nominee for president.
I thought you were behind Tulsi Gabbard during the Democratic
It was over.
Primary.
Tulsi was over at that point.
I might have been able to support Tulsi, but I got to respond to Jerome. He hates I'm a libertarian. I'm going for Joe. But he needs to realize there's choices other than Biden or Trump. I mean, I don't know how anyone who's African-American could support Biden. He was a segregationist. He actually said that he would not allow his children to go to integrated public school because it's a racial jungle. He wrote the 1994 crime bill. He tried to push for three strikes law in all 50 states.
He was always a drug warrior too, if I recall correctly.
Oh yeah, it's like really, if I'm doing something and it don't hurt you, leave me alone. But and then his statement was they're gonna put you all back in chains. You don't vote for him. You ain't black. I mean, give me a break. I don't know how anyone who's African-American can vote for this guy. He is an out-and-out racist.
You know, you pointed out that Joe Jorgensen exists, and it's important to let people know that the libertarians exist, because the mainstream media sure doesn't want to tell you.
Oh, heck no. Well, the mainstream media just sees us as they just see us as right or right-wing, which is really false.
Mm-hmm.
What everyone needs to know is Joe Biden's worst offense is he called Robert Byrd his political mentor. Mm. And if anyone who doesn't know who Robert Byrd is, he was the Imperial Grand Cyclops for the Ku Klux Klan. So
and he was like, wasn't he in Congress until he was like 95 or something?
Yeah, he like died in every single Democrat praised this man. He was an out-and-out horrible racist. He was even suspected in several lynchings. But, of course, because of his connection to who he was...
They weren't going to investigate.
Nope.
Yeah.
They even put a statue of him up in Washington.
Wow.
Here's another thing.
Why is no one tearing that down?
Yeah.
Great question.
Yep. Another thing that that I find so strange about this is because you'll find that people say, you know, voting libertarian means throwing your vote away. I've never heard of them. Whatever the thing is, libertarians are probably going to be on the ballot in 49 or 50 states this year, which means that they absolutely can win if people vote for them. But you know, when you're talking, there's probably 40 out of the 50 states that are a foregone conclusion who they're going to go for. If you are in one of those states, your vote is already meaningless.
How can you go and make these points when 10 minutes ago you yourself were saying you would have voted, you might have voted for Bernie if he ended up being their nominee?
It's a long... Bernie's not.
That's not an answer to my question. How can you, who knows what the libertarians are, who has voted libertarian in the past, who would normally say to somebody who is calling into the show, hey, you should vote how you feel. You should vote for the candidates that best reflect your values because your vote doesn't normally count anyway, but also because it's your values and you should vote for what you believe in. And then 2 minutes or 10 minutes ago, you say you would have considered voting for Bernie?
Okay, so if my point on that is that Bernie Sanders would be the commander in chief, right? So that's the actual job description of the president.
So would Joe Jorgensen,
right? Joe Jorgensen would be a great choice. However, I think that everybody does some mental calculations when they've got somebody in place, right? So for me, I'm a one-issue voter, and that issue is foreign policy or war.
Okay.
Right? Because to me, that's what's important. So if one of the major parties, and by that I mean Democrat and Republican, put up an anti-war candidate, then I feel duty-bound to vote for that candidate.
Why? You have already made the point a million times. It's one of the most common things you say here on Free Talk Live is you go off about how voting doesn't matter at the federal level and your vote doesn't really count. Now you're saying you would make the choice to vote for a Democrat?
Buddy, I don't have to make the choice to vote for a Democrat because they didn't put money
that
I found.
But you're saying you would.
I'm not talking about a fantastic world that doesn't exist. I'm talking about this one.
But you're saying you would.
You get to vote for the libertarian.
Okay. Because you were saying in the other world you would have considered actually voting for Bernie when you know the libertarians are going to put somebody who's more anti-war up for what? I mean, it's bewildering to me that you could, on one hand, have one position and have a complete opposite position on the other.
This is my message to major parties. put up anti-war candidates for me, and I will consider voting for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my message.
So you'd vote. You consider voting.
I will
for a
consider
communist.
Voting for a major party mm-hmm. if they put up an anti-war candidate.
Even
until
though
then,
the Libertarians have as anti-war.
I will
anti-war
continue
of a
to
candidate.
Vote for the Libertarian.
Even though the Libertarian candidate is also anti-war and also good on other issues, you would not. You would actually consider another candidate.
Yes,
that's unbelievable. Go ahead, Rob.
Also as a 15-year Army veteran, I'll tell you now, we are tired of wars, and there's no way in hell I'd sacrifice my principles to vote for a communist like Bernie.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody's still got some principles on this airwave. Hey, thank you, Rob.
I'd rather just not vote.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
The results will probably be the same.
Yeah. I mean, you all know that that's where I'm at. Anybody who's listening knows, if you've heard me before, you know, I am against the organization that calls themselves governments because they are an organization of violence. Mm-hmm. That's the only tool they use to accomplish anything. And what gives them legitimacy is people recognizing that and going, well, I'm going to vote, right? And that gives them legitimacy. So
I don't think it does.
Well, it's a part of government, right? Voting is a part of government. That's how government...
It would do it whether you vote or not, though.
Absolutely. So... it's a part of the whole of the organization. Voting is the way that they sort of maintain the illusion. They give you an illusion of control, that kind of thing. So I just choose not to participate in any of it, right? That's my personal philosophy, right? That's mm-hmm. my principle that I stuck by. So that being said, if I were to vote, right, Joe Jorgensen would be the candidate.
No doubt.
Without,
hands down.
I mean, like,
you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, there's no. And if you haven't, you're listening to us tonight, you haven't Googled Joe, it's J-O space Jorgensen, J-O-R, like two J's, right? Joe Jorgensen. Go and Google her because she is a female candidate for president in the Libertarian Party.
An actual doctor, PhD.
Yes. Right. Somebody who did something other than politics before she got into politics.
Right. She's yet to be accused of molestation either.
Right. Not a pervert. Not a crooked old pervert.
She hasn't sniffed anybody that I'm aware of.
Yeah. She's pretty cool. I met her when she was here in New Hampshire.
The people that have been sniffed, by, the ladies that have been sniffed by Biden got off easy by the sounds of it.
Ladies? I think they were all children, weren't they?
Yeah, no, he sniffs ladies.
Oh,
too.
He does sniff ladies. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you go to joebiden.info, they only focus
but
on the children there.
He doesn't sniff male children by the sounds of it.
Hmm.
I haven't seen that. It's all, he prefers them female.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. We have John. He's on in Dover, Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello, girls. Can you hear me?
Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think Mark is finally admitting that he is a socialist, which is great. I missed him when he was gone, and now I'm glad that he came back. And
once a commie, always a commie, huh?
You know that right, sir. You know that right. And I also wanted to say he does have the psychological disorder known as Trump derangement syndrome.
Mark does? CDS?
I mean, this guy says he's going for an anti-war president. We haven't had a more anti-war president than Donald Trump. This guy's pulling troops back. Oh,
yeah, not since Carter. I'll agree with that statement. Yes, I will endorse that statement.
Hold on, John. We can bring you back here in a moment. He does make a good point. You know, Trump, by no means is he principled in an anti-war way, but he's done a few good things as far as troop withdrawals are concerned. He tried to patch things up with Kim Jong-un.
It's a really difficult position to be principled anti-war in. I'll tell you that.
Well, Ron Paul wouldn't have had a problem. 855-450-FREE, because principles are something you can just hold to, and it's no big deal because you care. Free Talk Live, Hour 2 is next. You bring up what you want.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
K Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.